Let's begin with the recent disaster declaration for Otero County and what that means.
So despite the snow and the precipitation that we got over the weekend in Otero County, the ongoing drought means that the U.S. Department of Agriculture's primary agricultural disaster designation applies to Otero County. And then in addition to Otero County, its surrounding counties, which have been impacted, and those include Eddy, Chavez, Doña Ana, Lincoln, and Sierra. Now, keep in mind that what this designation means is those agricultural growers and water users in Otero County now have the option to ask for relief from the state and from the government. So this is an effort to help ease some of the impact of long-term drought in New Mexico. The current drought conditions throughout the state are extreme, and it doesn't look like we are going to be getting any relief as far as precipitation anytime soon. The assistance includes SSA emergency loans. They have to apply for emergency loans to the SSA. People who are interested in finding out more can go to www.disaster.ssa.usda.gov. to find out how to apply and how much funds they could possibly benefit.
I see. Alamogordo Daily News has been taking a look at jury trials in the 12th District and has some interesting information about that.
So what we have found out, looking through data from the New Mexico Judicial Department, is that the 12th District, which encompasses Otero and Lincoln County, has this really interesting history with defendants and jury trials. Now, through that data, what we learned is that the 12th district outpaces some of the state's highest crime areas and other judicial districts when it comes to taking defendants to trial. Now, we spoke with the current 12th judicial district attorney, John Sugg, who said that he approaches defendants and jury trials in this, what he calls an eye for law and order, which means they are not overcharging them, he says, but they are definitely looking to help secure the safety of the community by ensuring that those who are charged with and convicted of crimes go through the proper judicial process, which includes trials. Now, he said that other judicial districts might choose to do pleas, which means, you know, offering a lesser sentence. You're considering removing some of the larger charges. But that's not a stance that he takes. So the other side of that is the public defender's office, which says that they are representing clients who are either committing crimes, which pleas might benefit them. But both parties agree that largely one of the biggest challenges is that some of the crimes that they're prosecuting have to do with mental health, including drug and substance abuse. And they both said that the lack of resources in our community for those two things, mental health and substance abuse, is contributing to the larger problem of crime.
And in one case in particular, we have a sentence of life and then some.
Correct. So Ignacio Galindo, who was convicted of a 2018 fatal shooting of Daniel Martinez, he was sentenced to life in prison last week. Now, 12th Judicial District Judge Andy Schneider also gave him 20 years on top of the life sentence for a series of additional charges for which he was also convicted. They include burglary, child abuse, tampering with evidence. Now, Galindo was convicted of this crime. The jury heard that he had attempted to break into his ex-girlfriend's house and ended up fatally shooting Martinez, who was dating this ex-girlfriend, in the abdomen. And he will begin his sentence in a Department of Corrections facility in New Mexico.
All right, Jessica, thank you for the update from the Alamogordo Daily News.
You're welcome.